Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
There's no reason to touch them.
And inform you in the afternoon.
I think your cheeks are a little loose.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hour two, Felger Maz here on 98.5 The Sports Hub at your FM dial in Boston. We simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston on the TV side. Catch us on the app. We have this great 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Just download it onto your smartphone, and the stream comes right up. You can also catch us on all the replays that night or the next morning. So you're all up to date with Felger and Maz. Let's get to the very latest on the NBA drama and the Celtics NBA drama, because there's always something every day. And Kyrie Irving was back at it again today on ESPN. Now, this must have been recorded. Tell me this was recorded, right? During the All-Star weekend.
It
had to have been. Don't tell me he flew to New York to do this. Or don't tell me
he... At least he'd fly somewhere to do something.
Okay, and we'll get to this. The guy who could not be bothered to go with the team to Philadelphia last week, gallivanted.
Did he make it to Milwaukee?
Charlotte for 3 days. I don't know. Has the plane taken off yet? We'll see. Flying out to Milwaukee tonight. Let's see if Kyrie makes the trip.
Is he going to go to the college basketball game with Brad Stevens?
Is Stevens really going to the Butler game?
I assume he is, yeah.
Butler Marquette.
So. But it's in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Same building.
Okay.
Yeah, Butler Marquette.
Okay, fine. Anyway, Kyrie did an ESPN interview, I guess, over the weekend that was aired today with Rachel Nichols, and she gets into the thing about the Marcus Morris comments about it's not fun here and hasn't been fun for a while. So go ahead.
Your teammate Marcus Morris did say that it hasn't been fun. It hasn't been fun even when we've been winning a lot. Have you felt that?
It's been a trying year for us, you know, because we basically have a bunch of young men in our locker room that feel like they're capable of doing a lot more than what they're doing. And that's okay. But there's a maturity that you have to have. There's a professionalism that you have to really showcase every single day. And that's what the great ones do. You know, I initially didn't play the minutes I wanted to play. I'm 26 years old, heading into my prime. Like, why do I have to wait for anybody? You know, Terry Rozier is a, you know, he played in the playoffs. He did extremely well. Coming back, that's a natural competition that me and him have. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, no one wants to say it, but I will. It's part of their growth. When you have winning in mind, then, you know, you got to understand that. You got to do what it takes, but you got to understand your teammates.
No, he just keeps throwing his younger teammates under the bus.
Boy, he really does. I mean, he can't just single out the young guys enough. He does it over and over and over again. And again, I think he's talking about a group that does not include Tatum. Okay, it feels to me like Tatum's his guy. So, like, he draws a line there, but he does it over and over and over again. How do you ever expect these guys to actually line up behind you if you're always dumping on them?
Every turn.
I mean, his attempts at leadership just seemingly get worse by the day. And if I hear that, so I haven't much sided with the younger guys who have been kind of pissy, like Jaylen Brown. I think his attitude has been poor for the most part. But now I side with him in being upset at Kyrie Irving or just finding him insufferable because, again, we got to within a game of the finals without you last year. And you're going to tell me I don't know what it takes to win? What? Shut up. Oh, he is...
Insufferable. Insufferable is the word you're looking for. Insufferable. He's insufferable. And there is one way to sort of call out young players, and you know, because they're relatively clueless. Okay, but there's also a way to do it without demeaning them or being so condescending. And that's the way he comes off. Like, you know, and again, I have no other thing to compare it to than Garnett when Garnett was here, because he was the last guy. Garnett was all over Rondo. All the time. But you also heard him say he believed in Rondo. Like, you know, he sold it. He was able to convince you that he was doing it for the best of the team and that Rondo was going to get it. And don't worry about Rondo. He's got work to do, but he's going to get there. With Kyrie, it's like he's blaming them. over and over and over again.
Yeah, because he looks at them. They're not on his level. He looks at this group as a bunch of overachievers. And this is why, like, you can't act like how you act. What have you done? You're not on my level. You're not a superstar like I am.
Quite a bit to unpack with that comment. First of all, he's scolding them and says they have to be more professional. Would you just play it again, Jimmy? Because there's a point where, he says, I understand it's competitive, but you've got to be more professional. He says something along those lines. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
A bunch of young men in our locker room that feel like they're capable of doing a lot more than what they're doing. And that's okay. But there's a maturity that you have to have. There's a professionalism that you have to really showcase every single day.
Okay, so there's a maturity you have to have and you guys need to be more professional. He's scolding him for being unprofessional.
Oh, yeah. No. You got to show up and do your job and take what's given to you and not ask for more.
I mean, I'm saying he...
And when you're injured, sit on the bench at game 7 or travel to Philadelphia with your teammates.
So...
Right. Was it professional not to travel to Philadelphia? Was it professional to sit out game 7 because you had to go get a nose job for your movie junket? Was it professional to light up the coach and Gordon Hayward at the end of the game in Orlando that you lost because you didn't get the ball? Like, again, I've mostly sided with Kyrie Irving in this because of the talent. But this... If I'm Jaylen Brown and I just heard that, I would be yelling F off to my television.
But you're so right about, I mean, the content, he might be right. The kid's got to be professional. He got to accept the role. Like, that's all right. Coming from him.
Hypocrite.
Coming from him, who, again, wasn't there for his teammates at the end of the playoffs last year, wouldn't even go to Philadelphia last week, missed the last two games before the All-Star break, but then went to the All-Star game and played in it. Is he the guy who should be delivering the message, or how does it resonate when he's the guy doing it?
Oh, it doesn't resonate. Again, I just this is where he gets himself into trouble, because he's so condescending. Like, I have all the answers. You guys don't know anything. He's so condescending.
And then he got into his minutes. Can you just pick it up, Jimmy?
A bunch of young men in our locker room that feel like they're capable of doing a lot more than what they're doing, and that's okay. But there's a maturity that you have to have. There's a professionalism that you have to really showcase every single day, and that's what the great ones do. You know, I initially didn't play the minutes I wanted to play. I'm 26 years old, heading into my prime. Like, why do I have to wait for anybody? You know, Terry Rozier.
Okay, so stop. Is he talking about this year? He is. He says he's 20.
Yeah.
He's 26, right?
Yeah.
So he's not talking about when he was a young man in Cleveland.
No, it's just right now.
He's about he doesn't like his minutes? And I just looked it up. I didn't realize it. The minutes here are less than he got in Cleveland. I'll leave out his rookie season in Cleveland, 2011, 2012. I'll start in 12 and 13 just because. Minutes per game, 34.7, 35.2, 36.4, 31.5. 1 year in Cleveland. Then his last year in Cleveland, he was at 35.1. And in Boston, he's at 32. 32.2, 32.5.
Coaches got to keep everybody happy.
So the minutes are down a couple, from just go off his last, two of his last 3 years in Cleveland. 35, 36, 31, 35. So the 31, was he hurt that year? I don't know why he went down to 31 that year. But his last year in Cleveland, he averaged 35. His third to last year in Cleveland, he averaged 36. And in Boston, he's down to 32 a game. So do those 3 minutes count to him? Is he counting that?
Of course they count to him. Yeah, of course they do. Now, look, I wonder how the Celtics sold it to him. My guess is that they looked at him and said, Kyrie, look, you're coming off a bad knee. You have the wire in there, et cetera, et cetera. So they could justify it for a certain period of time. But if he's 100% now, how do they justify it? And, the nights off don't count because it's average minutes. Right? Games played?
Right, exactly.
So the nights off, we're going to still protect you, Kyrie. We'll give you some nights off. But look on this one, I sort of agree with him. Like, I don't like the way Steven sort of doles out minutes to keep everybody happy. I got to keep 9 guys happy. No, you don't. You play your best guys. That's what you do.
But isn't it more about keeping Kyrie fresh for the end? Because Kyrie Irving has trouble finishing seasons.
Okay, so this is what I just said. I'm not talking about the nights off. You want to give him a night off against Cleveland, fine. You can preserve him that way. I think they picked their spots with some of that. And he's missed, 10 games as it is anyway?
But even on this, if I were his teammates, I say, if you're so worried about your minutes, why don't you get your ass on the plane and come with us to Philly? Or why don't you show up for one of these games? You take quite a few nights off. For a guy who's so worried about his minutes, he seemed to be in street clothes quite a bit. Has he missed 12 games already or something
like that? Yeah. And again, I think some of those are their call, not his call. But honestly, I don't care if he takes nights off. That part, if the team wants to give him nights off to preserve him, fine. If I were a teammate, I'd look at him and say, 35 minutes, fine, but get your ass back on defense.
So
he's had a good defensive year this year, Tony.
I know he has. I'm just saying that overall, that's what you'd pick at with Kyrie. Like, if you're going to be a complete player on both ends of the floor, Kyrie's not a great defensive player. No matter how hard he tries, he never will be. He's just too small. So other guys can always look at him and say, I'm better than you are defensively. And they're right.
That interview with Rachel Nichols was followed by Jalen Rose with Mike Greenberg. Again, we watched the Greenberg show. And, you know, Jalen Rose again weighed in on Kyrie's future. And, you know, just coming off that interview, I thought he had some interesting comments. Go ahead.
Long-term future. Do you believe this is Kyrie's last year in Boston?
I do. I really do. And it's not because Danny Ainge hasn't done a terrific job. It's basically based on what he just said. He's not, he doesn't seem happy there. And they don't necessarily seem happy to have him there. And I think at the end of the season, when they don't make it to the NBA Finals, as I predict, that's where the change is going to
come. Listen, Kyrie's a brilliant player, but he wasn't happy in Cleveland and they were winning, and now he's not happy in Boston and they're winning. So what does that mean if a guy's on two different situations where they're winning and he's not happy?
He got to find his own show. He thought he was getting that in Boston, but it became a turnkey situation because they were already good. Normally, you don't leave LeBron James in Cleveland and get traded to a team that's better. That's what happened to Kyrie. Better GM, better coach, better young talent, better assets that they can build their team. So now all of a sudden, players like Brown and Rozier, they like, I want to prove that I'm a starter in the game. That's what he alluded to.
Okay. He wants his own show. He's not getting his own show here.
Tell you what, Greenberg's right, though. Like, you know, you start to develop a history here. And look, I want them to keep Kyrie. I told you, I'd kiss his ass every day if I were them to try to keep him here. But at some point, it's because, are you ever happy, dude?
Right. It's not he wants his own show. It's he's a giant pain in the ass.
He's never happy. He wasn't happy in Cleveland. Now he's not happy in Boston. And you know what? If he goes somewhere else, he won't be happy there either because he's chronically unhappy. Because there's never enough for him. This is the LeBron factor. He learned from LeBron. It was all he wants to be LeBron, and he's never going to be LeBron. He's not LeBron, but he thinks he's somehow deserving of the same care and love and power that LeBron has, and no one is. He doesn't get it.
So it's amazing. The more national guys I listen to, the very few people think the national sentiment is that Kyrie's leaving and Anthony Davis doesn't want to come here. All the national guys, most of them. I go on NBC Sports Boston, and they're all like, no, Kyrie's coming back. No, they're going to get Anthony Davis. And it's like, God, guys, you got to take the cheese that badly? Or what's the disconnect? I mean, I know the answer. The team is confident in their chances to make this all happen. So that reflects on the guys that cover them. But, like, given from the outside or from a neutral spot, feel totally differently about this whole thing than you will hear locally.
No, and you know what? Rose said it the right way. Jalen Rose said it the right way in that cut. He doesn't seem happy, and they don't seem happy to have him.
Well, I still think they're bending over backwards for the guy.
No. I'm talking about the teammates. I'm not talking about ownership. I'm not talking about ownership and management.
No, Danny wants him.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, at the end of the day, Stevens probably does, too, because Stevens is smart enough to recognize I'm going to have to bite the bullet with this guy. We need the talent if we're going to beat the elite teams. But the other guys on the team, they don't see it that way.
100% right. He's not happy with his teammates, and I don't know if all of his teammates are happy with him.
It's a great way to put it.
Okay, so it mixes in with our football stuff to you right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I'm still told his four-team list of the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Bucks still exists in that order, in that amount of teams, that group of teams. There are a couple other teams undisclosed right now that he would also consider. The Celtics, I'm told, are still not a long-term destination for him in his mind, a preference in his mind. So the stuff with, you know, where the Celtics stand has not changed despite what Anthony Davis said over the weekend. Sources told me the Celtics are not in the, as far as the long term play. But listen, it's going to depend exactly on where the Pelicans want to trade him.
Jimmy, help me with the name, please.
Shams.
Shams, what's the last name?
I don't know. Shams.
Sharania, I think is how you say it.
Sam Sharania used to be with Yahoo Sports, was the heir apparent to Woj, and now is with the website I can't remember the name
of. Stadium? Watch Stadium?
Thank you. Watch Stadium. There you go. But anyway, another national NBA guy with no dog in the fight. Anthony Davis still didn't want to come here. Well, that was yesterday or the day before. Still doesn't want to come here. Regardless of what he said over the weekend, doesn't want to be here. Jalen Rose, Kyrie's gone. National guys, they're not going to be here. They don't want to be here. Local guys, it's fine. They're all going to be here. So, I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
I mean, to me, after that display at All-Star Weekend, I don't know how you feel good about it if you're a Celtics fan. He sits there and he says, they were never not on my list, talking about the Celtics. And at that instant, you said, well, wait a minute now. That's a different piece of information. Then 40 minutes later, he says, all 29 teams are on my list. Well, that's just great. He looks at you like he looks at the Sacramento Kings, for crying out loud. That's not good news. And I believe this. I believe that if he has his druthers, he wouldn't come here first. And so, it would be a gamble to bring him here.
Right. If you trade for him, it sounds like he'll come. Because as he said, you know, I'll wait out the year and then I'm a free agent in 2021. So it's not like he's going to hold out. It's just he doesn't want to be here long term. And I don't know. Keep deluding yourself into thinking that you can convince him. I mean, great. That's a risk, though. What, you're going to give up Tatum for that risk? It's quite an ask. All right, back to your phones as promised, mixing in the Celtic stuff with our football conversation. Hi, PJ in Brockton on the Seas. Go ahead, PJ.
What's up, guys? Great show. A couple quick things. I'm so sick and tired of this whole Kyrie Irving thing. It's driving me crazy. I mean, bottom line, the guy doesn't want to be here. He really doesn't. He's had every opportunity in the last few months, ever since all this drama has come up, to say, look, I said I have every intention of signing here, and I plan on staying here. He hasn't done that. You know, he's getting all up for me with Kevin Durant over the weekend. I think he's going to the Knicks. And as far as, you know, Anthony Davis goes, he doesn't want to be here either. And, I mean, I'm not going to give him Jason Tatum or, you know, Jaylen Brown and, you know, first-round picks or whatever we have to give up for him if he's only going to be here for a year. Because if he leaves, basically we're going to start from, you know, ground zero again.
Well, if you give up Tatum, you're giving up one of your pillars. So, I mean, I'll give up a lesser piece. I'll give up Rozier for a year. I think Rozier is worth the risk. One of those first-round picks, you know, the Sacramento thing that's going to be right in the middle of the first round, would I give up the 15th, 16th pick for a shot at Anthony Davis for a year? Yeah, that's worth that. Jason Tatum? No. I'm not giving up Jason Tatum to rent him for a year.
I mean, again, Rozier's a free agent, though. He's out of the mix. So you can't trade Rozier.
I guess that's true.
Right? So Jaylen Brown and the picks. That's really what's going to have any value.
Or if they like Marcus Smart, you know, I'd put him in there. I mean, I would be surprised if they would, but not Tatum, not for the year, not just for 1 year. Anthony on Cape Cod on the Pats. Go ahead, Anthony.
How you doing? DeAndre Hopkins is the best receiver in the league. I don't know if you're aware of this, but he didn't drop one ball all season. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But, Odell Beckham, it's ridiculous. I agree with you guys. So I have two guys who they need to get. One is an unknown player, and what I mean by that is they need to get Brandon LaFell from 2014. They need that type of player on the outside.
Exactly.
Not a diva. He's such an underrated year. He was phenomenal that year in that role.
Agreed.
They need that guy, pretty cheap. The second guy, I believe, you need to draft, okay? I don't know if you guys have been talking. Maz talked about the guy from Clemson. I can't even think of his name. He sucks.
Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, you don't want that guy. The guy you want is right here in your backyard from UMass. His name is Andy Isabella. Ugh. He's basically Wes Welker with track speed. He tore up the Senior Bowl.
So, Anthony?
Check him out. I'm telling you, you heard it here. What's up?
Okay, we heard it here. I just can't spend too much time on UMass. A UMass prospect.
And don't they already have this guy anyway in
Braxton Berrios? But I'll take him. I've heard Beetle talk about this kid on UMass. He's supposed to be good.
No, he had me right up until he said UMass.
Okay, no, but don't be a snob. I'll take the kid. I just know that I feel like that position, it's sort of like the way they treat linebackers, which is it's a developmental thing. You know, Edelman took a couple years.
More than a couple.
Right. Some people even called him Mr. August at one point. So it takes a while, but most of these guys, Welker's, you know, hit the ground running. But I'm okay with you drafting guys. You're stacked. Maybe it's Braxton Berrios next year or in 2 years. That's fine. And they're sort of like, they do that with linebackers too, where it's a developmental sort of thing. Maybe that's what that position is. That's fine. So draft another. I don't care about that. But you need some established guys for Brady next year. They're too thin at that position. Period. Story over.
So now if you want to tell me, and we had a call earlier, bring up Tyrell Williams from the Chargers. You want to tell me that he's the third or fourth guy in this team? Fine. No problem. If you think he's your marquee sort of, you know, receiver in the passing game, no shot.
So Brandon LaFell, when he first got here, that first year, a guy who caught on immediately.
He had a good year.
2014, he had 74 grabs. Had almost 1,000 yards. Not that I care about the yards. Didn't he score that first touchdown in the Super Bowl? So he was productive for you right up until and through the championship. And you never heard a peep out of the guy. He just played outside the numbers, caught the balls he was supposed to catch, kept his mouth shut, stretched the field horizontally, and fine, perfect. I can't remember what his contract was. I can't imagine it was much. So I don't need, you know, LaFell's still kicking around. I don't need Brandon LaFell, but the next version of Brandon LaFell, no problem.
If I remember right, after that year, he like wanted to redo his contract or something, changed agents, and then it got ugly with the Patriots, and he went bad fast.
Well, that's what happens. Pete in Delaware, quickly on the Pats.
Hey, guys. Odell Beckham, basically, I'm a Giants fan and a Celtics fan. He is Kyrie Irving in a football uniform. He's often injured, and he does throw his quarterback under the bus. And if he's miserable, he will make sure your whole organization is miserable through the media.
No matter how talented he brings you down. There's a lot of receivers like that. I don't know why that breeds that. You know, I feel like the pain in the ass, big mouth, outside corner has more winning translation than that pain in the outside receiver. Like, I don't know what it is, but when you think about, you know, again, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Odell Beckham, Antonio, those guys win squat. Ty Law, Revis, Dion, Champ Bailey, those guys all win. Like Josh Norman hasn't, and Jalen Ramsey hasn't, but I think they have a better chance than those receivers. I don't know why though the commensurate guy on defense, the corner, he translates, he wins. The receiver doesn't, and I don't know why.
Good point.
So you know, I've always thought of that, but the Odell Beckham Kyrie comparison, our gal pal Mary in Manchester, you agree with that, Mary?
I do. I think they're both drama queens, and they're selfish, and I don't want either one of them, and I don't want Anthony Davis here either, because I want someone who's going to give their heart and soul to the teams here in Boston. I don't think any of these guys do that.
Okay, I'm with you, Mary. They, you know, and they don't have to be, like, I don't expect them to, like, be Celtics or to, you know, Boston pride. Like, you know, that's a lot to ask a guy from somewhere else that has no attachment to this place to feel that thing. I don't need that. But how about just investing in the program? Has Kyrie invested in the program?
No, it doesn't feel like it. No, he's on his own program. It's the Kyrie program. That's the issue. And so, look, the problem is in that league, sorry. Like, you want to tell me that Kyrie and OBJ are similar? Fine. Like, I don't necessarily dispute that. In the NBA, you have to accept it. You got to deal with it. That's the reality of the sport. Five guys on the floor, one of them can dominate the ball, and of the 48 minutes in the game in the playoffs, he's going to play 40 of them.
Here's is it Rodimus? I'm sorry if I can't pronounce your name. In Providence, what do you got, Rodimus?
Yes, I was just calling because the whole Kaepernick situation, the settlement, I want people to understand how corrupt the NFL is. They basically didn't want to air out their dirty laundry when the settlement came out, but I had a deal worked out with Jermaine Dupri, my family and I, to speak on my brother at the Super Bowl concerts. And my brother is from Rhode Island. He was a law student. His name's Charlie Tilson. He worked for the mayor in Central Falls, and he worked for the state office.
Radimus.
Everybody thought it was a good idea.
Radimus, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not doing that. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't want to besmirch your situation or disparage it in any way, but we're not doing that. Okay? No idea what he's talking about.
Me neither.
Here's Murray's update. We're back with more right after this.
Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You made some headlines, too, when you talked about your own journey forward and your free agency, and you were just going to do what is best for you at the time when it comes. Mm-hmm. What is it like to have everybody talking about you and talking about this all of the time? The last time you went to go win a title, 2016, you didn't have all this going on. Now you're going to try to win a title, and the talk's going to be there the whole time.
Well, the talk's going to stop. I mean, the talks follow the great players in the league, and I'm appreciative and grateful to be one of those great players in our league now. I've worked my way to get here, and honestly, all that goes with the free agent talk is really a distraction, and a lot of people don't realize on the outside that, a lot of things that are said get into the locker rooms. Like, a lot of things that are put in headlines get into the locker rooms. Like, media has broken up locker rooms. Like, it's been done before. Like, where you say something and it's misinterpreted, and instead of addressing it with the person or individual, like human interaction, you read it on your phone. Like, you read it on a text. Somebody says that, hey, did you see what this person said about you and it's your teammate? And you're like, wait, I didn't hear that. And then you hold back, you don't say anything to them, and then throughout the season, it ends up coming out again, and it's just like, man, that's not the way life is supposed to go. It's a unique position, but I'm appreciative that I can have this understanding now. So, man, it's fun, but at the same time, goodness, it's energy taxing.
More Kyrie Murray.
Oh, wah. Yeah, so we're the ones who talk about our teammates like they're complete scrubs and not on our level anytime a microphone or camera is on you. Yes, it's our fault. We're the ones that make it hard. And upon hearing that, though, one of the reasons I think he doesn't want to stay here, it's too important. It means too much to people. It means too much to the fans. It means too much to the media. There's constant scrutiny.
Why do you get that sense that he just doesn't want it?
Yep, just the way he talks about it. It's too important to people. Whereas basketball, to Kyrie Irving, I think it's more clear by the day. The way he talks about wanting to be talked about seriously, he wants to be taken seriously. He wants to be on the level of Maya Angelou and Martin Luther King, based on that article in the Boston Globe yesterday. Basketball, it might be 30% of what's really important to him deep down. It's important, but not as big as other things.
Too important here.
Yeah, his other interests, making movies, being taken seriously. And what do you think about the wall, Kyrie? Oh, now I'm interested in that. He's a pain in the ass.
He really is. He's a pill, isn't he?
Love watching him play. I really do. And I hope that they can find a way to keep him here. But I just don't think that it's as important to him as it is to us. I really do.
I mean, this guy's got a complex about being overlooked. Like, holy crap.
Is it a height thing?
I don't know. It might be. Maybe. And that's, again, it's hard for a 6'3" guy to dominate in that sport. It's hard to do. He can do it on the offensive end, but he'll never be able to do it on the defensive end. And so maybe he's got to live with that. But, like, I just listened to him. I said, this guy's like, he's like the little brother. Always had something to prove. Shut up already. Good God. You want to be a leader? Act like one. You want to be looked at as a leader? Act like one.
Continue with your thoughts on this and Odell Beckham to the Patriots. Michael and Melrose. Hi, Michael.
Felger, I think Kyrie's just flat out delusional. He complains about these young guys and wants his own show. How many wins would his team get if he had his own show? 30? And he thinks if he joins Kevin Durant, it's going to be his own show. Is he crazy? That's Kevin Durant's team. just pisses me off. Okay. I can't even listen to him.
I hear you. He wants his own show. He wants someone that wants to be asked about, again, politics and Trump and social injustice and all this stuff. And he didn't like the fact that LeBron was being asked about it in Cleveland. Would it be any different with Durant? Probably not, but here's the difference. He treats Durant as a contemporary.
Correct. Peer.
Yeah, peer. He treats these guys here on the Celtics as beneath him. And that's sort of becoming clear, too, with all these comments about the young guys.
Oh, no two ways about it. Again, he totally looks down at them. And so how is that going to breed a team culture where we're on it, all in it together?
Well, it hasn't.
No, but that's the point. Is if you look at them as being something less than you, well, then you're not going to breed the culture of we're all in this together. And so how is that leading? And you know what? What I would say to Kyrie is, you're going to pattern yourself after LeBron? I'll tell you what, the more I think about this, LeBron's underachieved. LeBron should have won more than three championships. He's underachieved. If people are talking about him as one of the great players in the history of the game, one of the what, top three, top four? Jordan's won six, Magic won five, Kobe won five.
See, I don't think he's patterning himself after LeBron as a champion. I think he likes the production company.
Yeah.
The fact that he gets asked about social injustice topics, that he gets to weigh in on that, that he gets to, LeBron is now carrying himself as someone who has transcended the game. That's what I think Kyrie's emulating.
I agree, and I'm just saying that it's the wrong thing to emulate.
No kidding.
He fancies himself as the foremost authority on everything.
LeBron's an underachiever. That's the guy you want to pattern yourself after? A guy with that ability who's an underachiever? Oh, stupid.
Matt in the car, you want Odell Beckham here?
Definitely, man. You guys don't realize he'll open it up for Edelman even more. He'll make Tom Brady at least 40, 45 touchdowns. At this age, I'm telling you, Odell Beckham's what we need. But you guys got me riled up on the Kyrie talk. At the end of the day, you know Danny will do what it takes to get Anthony Davis here July 1st, midnight, and Kyrie staying. And at the end of the day, if Brad got to go and Gordon got to go and Jalen got to go after that, they'll go get somebody else. You know Danny will do it.
Okay, wait a minute. I mean, go get somebody else. If Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis don't want to stay, how are you going to go get somebody else if you get traded away Jason Tatum and all those kids?
Right, the cupboard's bare
then. You got nothing. You got a hit. You got a hit, and you got to get him to stay. Big risk. And the more you hear the national perspective on it, these guys don't want to be here and aren't going to be here, and the more you hear from the actual principals themselves, why do you still want them? I mean,
because you want to win.
I understand, but Kyrie's got to prove, you know, I'm getting to the point where I need to see it from Kyrie before I buy all the garbage. Like, because the garbage ain't worth it if you're just going to be, you know, bowing out in the Eastern Conference bracket. If he leads you to the finals and, you know, is a legit factor in leading you to the finals and you challenge Golden State, okay, he's worth all the trouble. But is he worth all the trouble to lose in the second round to Toronto?
No.
Okay, so let's see it. Let's see what he's got this spring. See, and stay on the floor.
I've reached the point, like this whole Kyrie thing just pisses me off to no end, because the guy talks out of both sides of his mouth, and like I just look at it with the way he acts. For a guy that mocks the young guys as much as he does, he sure acts like one.
Ryan in Manchester, quickly on Odell Beckham. Ryan,
hey. So yeah, how are you gonna categorize Odell as a fancy outside guy when he's got the highest percentage on in-breaking routes? He's graded higher than anyone else. And as far as contracts go, why are you not looking at the quarterbacks? Who did Larry Fitzgerald have thrown to him in 2011? John Skelton? Like, I mean, come on. Matthew Stafford's Matt Ryan's of the world. Why don't you talk about Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice? Those guys were all paid, and they all won.
Okay, well, now you're going back 20, 30 years, pal. Larry Fitzgerald, I don't blame him for his lack of championship. He should have won that year against Pittsburgh. His defense blew it. I don't blame him one bit. But I think you just sort of proved the point on those guys. Even if your fancy outside receiver is a professional, he doesn't bitch, he doesn't complain about the ball, he doesn't destroy the team, he's still dependent on the quarterback getting him the ball, the line blocking long enough for him to get his fancy ass down the field. There's too many other things that have to fall into place for that fancy-ass receiver to really give you return on your investment. Maybe that's the answer. He's depending on too many other things, where these other positions, you know, one corner can really shut down half the field, or that's the way it's been in the past, or one pass rusher can ruin a game. One receiver, if everyone else isn't doing their job, he ain't doing squat. So, I mean, that's sort of another reason. And Odell Beckham, he feels to me like he goes over the middle. I don't know where he lines up. I lump him in with the fancy outside receivers, whether he's inside or out. Pain in the ass diva receiver, more trouble than he's worth. That's what he is. File under. Textbook definition. That's what that guy is. Back with more of your thoughts and more Kyrie ass kissing. Pretzel logic. Kyrie doesn't travel with the team last week to Philadelphia. Quick 40-minute flight. Can't be bothered to do that, but he, again, gallivants around Charlotte for 3 days. Listen to how the Celtics explain this away. Wait till you hear this one. Come on, pretzel logic. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpline. MA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub. The
Sports Hub. The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub.
Why was he able to maybe fly to Charlotte and then stay behind in Philadelphia? Is that something where he needed to get more treatment here in Boston? You guys wanted him to stay behind and get his rest. Why could he fly to Charlotte for the All-Star game, not with the team to Philly? Or why didn't he?
We have a pool set up in our practice facility, and so we have all the current pools and then the different ways that he could do the rehab without being on his feet.
And then you guys don't have access to that on the road.
We don't have access to that on the road. And if you remember, that was the Philly trip was the one where there was bad weather coming, and we knew that going into the trip. And also, you know, when guys are unavailable and they have lower leg injuries, often the best rehab is the pool. And so, you know, we've obviously got access to that in our new practice facility, and it didn't make sense for him to go on a 24-hour trip.
Brad, when you look at the rest of
your...
No need to apologize. It sounds ridiculous. Sounds utterly preposterous.
Sorry.
The pool? The pool.
Okay, so I don't think it's a whirlpool. This is where I said I disagree with you.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah. I think they have a pool with, like, I'm going to say there's like a treadmill in it or something.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a very fancy pool that they don't have at the Marriott in Philly. I'm sure of it. No, I'm sure it's the best pool money can buy. It's a pool. A pool. Because he didn't travel because of the pool? Would you stop? He's not hurt. He's not even hurt. He was day-to-day. He looked fine. Fresh as a fiddle when he was playing with his buddies there in Charlotte.
All right, that was a week later. I mean, he did miss two. So you think he missed the Philly game for no reason?
I think that
it was other business interests. Maz, they've been kissing his ass nonstop here for two straight weeks, making ridiculous excuses for him to go play in this stupid All-Star game. You believe what the coach said about the goofy pool?
No.
I'm
listen,
sure it exists.
I'm just
but
telling
that's
you,
not the reason.
I'm just telling you, I don't think it's all that big a deal that he didn't go to Philadelphia. That's all. I don't think it's that big a deal. Players miss road trips all the time. And so now all the other stuff, totally different thing. Like, you know, you want me to sit here and tell you that he should have played in the All-Star game? No. Are they kissing his ass? Hell yeah. But, and honestly, the pool thing, I'll even give you that one. I don't think it's a big, I don't think it's a big deal that he didn't go to Philly.
It's the pool. Well, I mean, again, so you know how I feel about the big deal analysis. It's like, none of this is a big deal, but this is what we do. Okay. So we make it a big deal or else we go home. So to me, it's just part and parcel with this guy. Part and parcel with this guy. Misses Game 7 of the East Finals for a nose job for a new movie junket. Won't go travel on Wednesday. An overnight trip. The weather, was it that bad? Have we had bad weather really?
Not
all
really,
this
no.
I mean, how bad was it?
And he had to stay behind because he wanted to get a schwitz at the place he really likes getting it.
The pool. Because they have a special pool. You can't get in Philly. And you've got to get that timing in the pool. Lord knows. You know, he's not really hurt. I don't think he's really hurt. I think they're overly cautious on the whole thing, Maz, and they have been from the start with him, which is maybe that's a smart thing. I'm not telling you that. But it's just part and parcel with this guy. It just doesn't feel like he's bought in. It doesn't feel like he's with the program. It feels like he's his own planet and his own deal. And it hasn't translated. It hasn't helped the team. How badly has it hurt the team? I don't know. But it's just part and parcel with the way he's carried himself, and they've allowed him to carry himself this entire run.
I told you. To me, the fact that he missed it, dude, there's a lot of things to pick out Kyrie about. I don't think this is one of them. That's all. And it doesn't mean that all the other stuff you're saying isn't true, because it is. I feel every bit the same way about the guy that everyone else does. But the fact that he wasn't in Philly, he got pulled out of the game against the Clippers. I mean, he clearly, you know, there was something going on.
Yeah, no.
An injury that happened during the Lakers game. But couldn't pull himself out of the Lakers game because that was national TV.
Right, so that's true, too. He did say that.
All right, so help me with this. He did say it happened during the Laker game.
Yes. But it took him till the Clippers game to actually leave the game.
So what are you saying?
It's convenient. Convenient timing. One's on national TV. The other's a random Saturday night.
Good job, Jimmy. I don't trust the guy. So, I mean, just period story over.
He has to play for Braun, right?
I don't trust the guy. I don't know if his heart is in the right place as it relates to your team. His heart's in the right place for him, you know, and he's living by his words, man. I'm going to do what I want, what's best for me. And boy, is he living to it. Is he sticking to that? No question about it. I just think it sounds silly. He had to stay because of the pool. Okay, I got it. Big deal or not, fine. So, again, this and our Odell Beckham conversation. John in Charlestown. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Real quick on Odell Beckham before Kyrie. I would love to see Odell Beckham get throws from Tom Brady, but I would not invest in him. I would invest in a defensive secondary. It's been proven defense wins championships now. Every time they have a good defense, they win. Every time they have a fancy offense, they fall a little bit short. Kyrie. The real problem with Kyrie is the Boston Celtics in Boston. This is a blue-collar town with a blue-collar tradition. This guy is not a leader, okay? He's a skilled player. Oh, my God, I love watching him. It's like poetry on the basketball field, on the basketball court. But he's not a leader, and he's never going to fit, and we're not going to win with him. And I don't know. I don't know what to do, but that's the nature of this league. It doesn't fit with Boston.
Okay, so I don't know if it's Boston or the Celtics organization or the young kids on the team. I don't think it's the city. I mean, I just don't. I mean, he hasn't been here long enough to know. And he's really, I mean, some people criticize him, we criticize him, but overall, the experience as a Celtic in Boston, I would doubt that it's the city. Is it the organization? No one's bigger than the organization. You know, I used to think that until this guy came along and they bend over backwards for the guy. But there is some of that. Or like the thing Jalen Rose said, they were already on their way with a bunch of young kids, an established coach, and he wants his own thing. He wants to be the star of the show.
I think it's him. I don't think this has anything to do with Boston. I think it's Kyrie problem. That's what I think. His ego is so damn big, he can't see the forest through the trees. And again, so like I keep comparing him to Garnett because he was the last leader of a championship team. And you know what the difference was? Garnett was in his 30s and he understood how hard it was to win. This guy's already got a title and it's easy and it's not important to him anymore. It's all about him now. So Garnett had perspective. Garnett had maturity. This guy's a 13-year-old. That's what he is. And he's sitting there spitting at the young guys when ignoring the fact that he is acting worse than they are.
Max and Beverly on the Pats. Hi, Max.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I have a lot of points to make, so I'm going to speak really quick. If I hear anybody say we need to get Odell Beckham Jr. one more time, I think I'm going to flip out. This is an offseason where we need to re-sign Trey Flowers. We had 50 million defensive coaches just leave. So, I mean, the last thing we need is Trey Flowers to leave as well. Odell could provide a lot of value to this offense. We just don't have the cap space, you know.
Okay, so I'm just so with you in terms of what you need to build your team and all of this, that pain in the ass outside receiver. To me, you said he's like a carnival, you know, show, like a circus.
It's really just an extension of the fantasy football people that have just totally lost sight of what it takes to win and what's important and what's not. So all these guys, all these fans talk about these receivers that they draft in their fantasy league when they don't win anything. And it's really not important to actually winning. It's like an extension of the running back conversation. It is. It's just those big, expensive, pain-in-the-ass outside receivers, for whatever reason, whether it's their fault or not, don't win consistently. They don't.
I mean, look, Murray, you've probably seen more of them than I have. Okay, so what I would say about Beckham is this. Does he want the ball? Is he competitive or does he want the ball?
Probably the latter.
Okay, so to me, those are two different things. Like the guy who is...
But he's tough. He does go middle. He'll take hits. It's not like he wilts.
Is he competitive?
I mean, he hasn't been on a competitive team, so it's a little bit difficult to judge.
I think, I don't know, Beckham strikes me as the kind of guy that as long as he gets his 8 catches, he's happy. Win or lose. End of story. And that cut that we played earlier, which I had never heard, him saying he wanted to be the highest paid player in the league. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a goal. I mean, what competitor, what athlete says that? You know, my goal is to be the highest paid player. Who says that? What a-hole says that?
Okay, so we've got the Beckham stuff. It's all off of Chris Gasper's column in the Globe that he thinks it's, there's a chance that the Odell Beckham to the Patriots rumors are not pure fantasy. That there is a, it's not impossible is how he put it. It appears unlikely, but not impossible. And I think it should be. I want nothing to do with Odell Beckham for a variety of reasons. We've been talking about that. The latest on the Celtics and NBA drama with Kyrie Irving. We do want to do a quick Red Sox minute for you coming up next. And the Manny Machado contract happened yesterday. And we all looked and said, well, what does that mean for Mookie Betts? But were we talking about the wrong guy? Were we talking about the wrong guy and what that contract means and, you know, who it impacts the most? We'll talk about that. 90 seconds, no commercials, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.